From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from director Gary Moore. He joins us to talk about A Raisin in the Sun. The play is currently being staged at Peoria Players Theater and runs now through March 15th with 7:30 p.m. performances Thursday through Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Gary, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure being here at WCBU.
It's hard to believe that it's been over 60 years since this show first debuted on Broadway. Can you kind of take us back and give us some frame of reference for the place that this play holds in history?
A lot of people are familiar with the Sidney Poitier movie, the old black and white movie in 1960, A Raisin in the Sun. Preceding that was the Broadway production of A Raisin in the Sun, and Lorraine Hansberry, this newcomer black woman, nobody ever heard of her, writes this wonderful play, and she becomes the first black woman to have a play that's staged on Broadway. So this was a game changer for black theater, and it made a lot of producers look and say, okay, well, you know, this demographic has something to offer artistically. It was so well written, but it's timeless in its themes as far as what the African-American community was experiencing in 1960, and unfortunately, some 60 years later, still experiencing some of those same social issues.
So let's talk about the title of the play. Many people might not know where that came from.
A Raisin in the Sun. Think about the image of that. That line, A Raisin in the Sun, is taken from a poem written by Langston Hughes. Langston Hughes, the Harlem Renaissance poet, wrote a poem called A Dream Deferred. And in his poem, he says, what happens to a dream deferred? And one of the lines is, does it dry up like a raisin in the sun? Lorraine Hansberry liked that line and took that line from his poem and used it as a title for her play. And so A Dream Deferred, if that's the foundation for A Raisin in the Sun, then it begs us to ask ourselves, you know, what happens when people's lives are marginalized? What happens when people have to live in substandard housing? What happens when people are underemployed and treated like second-class citizens and are poor and, you know, et cetera? And so those are the things that Lorraine Hansberry deals with in A Raisin in the Sun.
You're listening to Out and About on WCBU and WCBU.org. Going back to some of those evergreen issues, like hope deferred and marginalization and assimilation, all of these different things that come up, can you also talk through the cast of characters in which this story takes place?
Exactly. So I was the first person to go to college in my family. And for a lot of African-American families, there's usually that one pioneer that goes out. And we have that in A Raisin in the Sun. Benita is the daughter who wants to be a doctor. You have the son who is a chauffeur. And so you have that frustration of this black man who is marginalized, underemployed, second-class citizen, having a menial job, and who wants to do more. You also have the patriarch of the family has died, and in his death, he leaves them $10,000. This, you know, pension check comes to the family. And so that's the main theme of the play, is what does the younger family do with this $10,000? I don't want to give away too much for people who have not seen it, but that's the big dilemma. And then, racism, the family's house that is just purchased, that the mother bought, is in Clybourne Park, which is an all-white community. And a representative from Clybourne Park comes to the family's apartment and basically tries to talk them out of moving out there. Mm. So you have that issue as well. So there's a lot that's packed into that. And lest I forget, the Africa element, mm-hmm. you know, for late 50s, early 60s, Lorraine Hansberry deals with African Americans' search for their roots. Mm. So like I said, it's evergreen. There's so much that she packed into it. And I'm just honored to have another chance to direct it.
Gary, if you can real quickly walk us through the people that are bringing these characters to life, and also tell us a little bit about what the experience of bringing A Raisin in the Sun to the stage has meant for them.
We are fortunate to have some very talented actors in our community. Ronnie Hudson plays the part of Walter Lee Younger, the son. Michelle Watson plays the role of Ruth, his wife. LaCora Holsom plays the role of Benita, who is the daughter going to college. Tamika Mason is, I think, going to turn a lot of people's heads. You see Mama, you're looking at this 55, 60-year-old woman, but shh, don't tell anybody. This is a young lady who's, you know, 20-somethings, maybe 30, okay? But in her makeup and in her voice, she is Mama, and she takes on that role. And then we have Travis is played by Rashad Reed, who is the grandson of Sharon Reed, who many people know with the Heritage Ensemble. And bringing it to the stage is meaningful for Peoria because I think we in this community are fortunate to have community theater. Peoria Players, one of the oldest theater houses in the United States. It's important for us to keep doing these classic mm-hmm. works. Mm-hmm. They're universal themes where I think everybody, whether you're African American or not, can learn something from it and enjoy it.
Gary Moore directs Peoria Players' production of A Raisin in the Sun, with performances now through March 15th. Evening shows run Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday matinees will take place at 2 p.m. Gary, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. For more information on all upcoming arts events, visit artspartners.net. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About. Thank you.